This is KUNC. It's been just over 3 months since the federal government legalized industrial hemp, and now investors and entrepreneurs are clamoring to get in on the hemp industry. But as KUNC's Esther Honig reports, they may be disheartened to learn many legal barriers still exist around making and selling hemp products.
Just how much interest is there in the hemp industry? Well, for starters, about 10,000 people attended the 6th annual NoCo Hemp Expo last week. More than 200 companies displayed mostly CBD products. That's the oil made from hemp flowers that could be used to treat everything from depression to chronic pain. Alex Buescher was one of just two people there offering legal advice.
So a lot of the questions are about kind of what happened with the farm bill.
Buescher is an attorney specializing in cannabis. After decades of restrictions, Congress passed a law stating hemp could be treated more like a crop and not like its cousin plant marijuana. It's what everyone in the hemp industry had been waiting for.
And in actuality, it really kicked the ball to the states to regulate.
Developing federal regulations, like how hemp is processed and sold, could take years. Until then, Buescher says we're stuck with a patchwork of inconsistent state laws. And that hinders this industry, which could soon represent $22 billion. Recently, a shipment of Kentucky hemp, where the crop's been legal since 2014, was seized in Oklahoma, where it's still heavily restricted.
A police officer pulled over a truck full of hemp, didn't understand the difference between hemp and marijuana, so they think it's the biggest marijuana bust of their career.
Oklahoma state prosecutors want to charge the drivers with marijuana trafficking. And there are other areas where this industry still operates with high risk and in legal gray areas.
This is the tea, herbal hibiscus. Smells amazing.
Conference attendee Allison Glennie enjoys tea infused with CBD.
Oh yeah, that's great.
It's from the company Steep Fuse that also makes CBD coffee. Co-founder Devin Jamrose thought passage of the farm bill meant he'd finally get his products onto the shelves of major retailers across the U.S.
Oh my God, the big wall is falling, and most people didn't realize, hey, there's another one right behind it.
The Food and Drug Administration is still working on regulations for how CBD can be used as a food ingredient, a health supplement, and a pharmaceutical. Meantime, companies like Steep Fuse remain limited on where they can sell their products.
Kind of boils down to risk tolerance. Like, are they willing to take on having the product in-house? And a lot of places won't, but more and more places will.
It also limits access to CBD for many consumers, like Tanjanika Daniel, a veteran of the U.S. Marines who came to the expo from Georgia.
So I'm 80% disabled, and I have chronic back pain, and I also have PTSD. So I use it for all of those conditions.
In Georgia, residents need a state-issued card proving they have a serious illness to get access to CBD. Daniel says that's a barrier, especially among the veteran community.
Veterans are the largest population taking opiates. So once we get our hands on this is going to revolutionize everything, really change the game.
But veterans, like other consumers, still risk repercussions from employers, namely police departments, security companies, and airlines, who often have a zero-tolerance policy for any cannabis use. After pressure from lawmakers, the FDA announced this week it will prioritize work on regulations for CBD, starting with a public hearing next month. Esther Honig, KUNC, Denver.